My name is Barbara Sager. In order to speak about my personal situation, it is necessary to give some background history. I am 72 years old and have served 32 years on a life sentence with parole eligibility. I have been eligible since 2009. In 2011, I was promoted to minimum custody, which has three levels of increased privileges for transition into society. After 26 years of incarceration, I was promoted to level 2 in 2014. This gives the privileges of going on community passes with approved volunteers and to have a job outside the prison. Prior to COVID, I was fortunate to have consistently gone out on passes to church, restaurants, museums, shopping, and other places for about 6 years. This gave me exposure to the public and all the changes that had occurred in the world during my incarceration. Another privilege was the opportunity to take a job outside the prison. For more than 6 years, I have left the prison gates every Monday through Friday to work a level 2 labor contract job, which is incentive wage and pays $1 a day. I love the job I have where I can apply my skills and learn new ones, but I have also wanted to move to the next level, level 3. Work relief is level 3, and the major difference between level 2 and level 3 is that I would be paid an hourly wage and become a taxpayer. Both levels require a degree of trust on the part of the prison staff and administration and a great deal of responsibility on my part to prove that I can be trusted. I have been rejected or denied promotion to level 3 as well as consideration for parole several times now. It is frustrating and heartbreaking every time I have one of these disappointments. How can this happen when I have been trusted to go into the community for over 6 years? How do I handle all the rejections and denials? Disappointment became my friend, a constant companion, a reminder of all that occurred leading to incarceration in the first place, and sadly, an expectation. Early in my incarceration, I learned that it is best to never let them see you quit. So I became an expert in hiding my feelings of confusion, depression, and at times despair. I wore masks to hide my true emotions, but I have never let bitterness consume me because I have held on to hope from the beginning. That hope and faith in God has sustained me through every disappointment and will continue to sustain me until this journey comes to an end. Currently, I am waiting for the results of a review that could bring that much-awaited level 3 and potential relief. Now, I invite you all to take another look at the quilt. All of the larger blocks of color represent women who have served or are still serving very long sentences, many of which are life sentences. A few of these women are now at home. They had earned the privilege of going into the community for passes and work. And for some, these privileges became a pathway for parole. Of those who are still incarcerated, only a few have those privileges. These blocks indicate the struggle that some women have to gain progress toward freedom. Please keep us in your prayers for a breakthrough. Thank you.